This is HPR episode 2098 entitled, Minimal Music Site. It is hosted by first time host Matt King user and is about 13 minutes long. The summary is, Matt King discussing the availability of an open source multimedia focused website.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio audience. This is Matt King. This is my first show. I'm actually recording it on my phone. I guess not show podcast, but I've never done a podcast before. So I'm a bit nervous, and according to the webpage, that's supposed to be normal. So I'm actually, my little girls are playing in their room right now, but basically, I wanted to do a podcast to kind of talk about my first kind of project that I wanted to put out there for the community to look at. So I put it out on SourceForge, and it's called Minimal Music Site. It's on sourceforge.net/projects/minimal-music-site. And I'm getting a lot of text messages right now, so hopefully that won't. And my little girl's apparently excited about something, but I'm getting a bunch of text messages right now. I hope you can actually hear the audio. Oh my gosh, that must be Grandma. She's going crazy with the text. So it is a primarily music website. I have a internet-based record label is what I like to call it. But I'm not trying to advertise. I'm just wanted to put a project together so that musicians can post their music, their photos, their videos, and a blog, and just talk about their music and stuff. And so I tried WordPress, and I tried to modify a gallery. I tried a few of them, but the most frustrating thing was, more recently I tried to WordPress, and it really frustrated me because when you upload a file, it goes into like a library, and then you have to select it and all this other baloney. And I didn't want to deal with that because the audience for the website is going to be people who are used to using, Twitter or used to using Facebook, or they just, they select, hey, I want to put a video on here, and then they record it on their phone and hit post, and then it's there, right? Or they have like a Twitter, they type something, they hit, tweet, and it's there on the page already. They're not, they're not web administrators. They don't want to mess with all that stuff. So I thought, I'm just going to have to make something from nothing. So to make this, easy for people. So I know zero about PHP. But that's the that's how the site functions, obviously it's PHP, but I've never learned anything about PHP. I've only done HTML. I don't even know about CSS3, right? I mean, this is talking a couple months ago. So the Google search, Google search engine is what I've used to basically find everything that I need to make this happen. The way it works is you go into an admin page and you select what type of media you want to upload, and you can use your phone input, for video, photo, audio, or if you have a song that's already recorded, MP3 or AUG format, and you upload it, and the PHP, you know, posts it to a folder on the server. So it'll either post it in the videos, pictures, player, which is for music files, or the text folder, which is for your blog. And then the various pages on the main site display all the contents of a folder, whether it be text files, photos, videos, or music, and then it sorts them by date. And let's see, there's another function in the admin side to delete files, which uses jQuery. I think I'm saying that right. And but apparently there's an issue with Java, so I need to find a PHP solution for that. So that's pretty much what the site does. And then all of the posting of the audio and video is done with the HTML video and audio tags. For the video tag, I did a poster function, which shows an image on the video before you hit play. And that uses the logo that you upload in the site. So what I did was I set a folder aside in the website, which is for the background, and then one is for the logo. And then the user can go to the admin page and delete the existing logo or background and upload their own. Of course, they have to name it specifically, you know, bg.png or logo.png, because that's what's in the code to display. So that's how that stuff works. It's pretty simple. I don't honestly understand a lot of the PHP code that's in it. Most of it came from discussion boards and that kind of stuff, which I was able to use the parts of what people had posted in discussion and modify it to do what I needed it to do. It's not like licensed stuff. It's mostly example code that people were discussing that I used to learn, which is, I guess, pretty much how everybody learns stuff, unless they go to school for it, which I have not. So it's very simple, and the whole idea behind it was to be able to, for one, provide a way for them to post their content, and then for me to make it really easy to just take the whole website and back it up and then be able to republish it like I'm used to doing with HTML. But the whole, the mess that I think WordPress is, which is just a big ball of frustration for me, because it's not simple, you know, just upload and post. Then searching for all the plugins and all that stuff. You know, I just needed something to function the way that people are used to a page functioning. So, but you have the database with WordPress and with a bunch of other things, and I do not know SQL. I don't have any intention of learning it, or MySQL, or I need something to be very simple, where there's files, where they're posted and displayed, and that's it. And then I can copy everything in the directory, save it, and if I need to, for whatever reason, re-upload it later, I just copy, paste it onto the server with FTP, and it's functioning. There's, you know, because there's no dependency on databases and all that stuff, and I don't want to mess with all that stuff. I need it to be simple. So that was the whole point of it. But there's a lot of improvements, I'm sure, that could be made. So I put it on SourceForge. I chose the GPL3 license. I really hope that was the right license to choose. I don't know. But I wanted to basically just anybody to be able to look at it, you know, see if there's any security issues, and, you know, be able to make it secure, but keep it as absolutely minimum and simple as possible. And I believe the zip file, I did it in a zip, not a tar GC or BZ2 or 7Z or whatever. It was just the reason for that is I actually coded the majority of it on my Samsung Galaxy 3. I used a text editor called 920 and a cPanel web disk application for uploading the files. And I just basically doing the entire redesign of the website on my phone, because the original code was just HTML, which I coded from 2008 to 2011. And then the website was down for a while, and I recoded the entire thing just recently. But I have done most of the work on my phone, so, which is, I'm sure, odd, but I figured if it's going to be viewed on a phone, and majority of people are going to look at it on a phone and use it on a phone and post to it on a phone and phone, everything's phone now, that I may as well do all the work on a phone as well. So that's what it is. I don't know if the code is good or terrible or whatever, if anything's proper on it at all. So if that's kind of your cup of tea and you find that somehow intriguing or interesting or useful for your own needs, then check it out over on SourceForge. So it's called Minimal Music Site. That's a simple name. It's a pretty simple design. So that's pretty much all I have to talk about, I guess, as far as that goes. But a little history on me and Linux. My brother, he is a coder, and he introduced me to Linux in 2000. And I bought my first copy of Linux in 2001 at Walmart. It was Mandrake 7.2. And I used VMware to run Windows 2000 and later Windows XP in a virtual machine on Mandrake. And then I ran Mandrake and alongside of Windows till 2006. And then I moved completely to Linux only in 2006. So, yeah, I've used Linux for quite a long time, and that's what I prefer to use. Let's see. That's pretty much it. I'm kind of nervous. I just really wanted to get the word out about that availability of that site that I made, not knowing whether it's useful or not for anyone, or terrible or not. So, and it kind of, I listened to the Linux Link Tech Show, and I heard the advertisement for this site, and I thought, hey, that's really cool. And I thought, after I posted it on SourceForge, I thought, you know what, that might be something I could help add some content, and then also help talk about something that I have made that I think is kind of interesting that somebody else might find useful. So that's why I decided to submit for a show and record it on my phone. Now, I do audio recording. Obviously, I made a music site. I use Ardour, and the first album I recorded on Ardour is in 2010 with my band. So, yeah, but I figure, you know what, I got a phone in my hand, may as well record it real quick while I have a chance, and send it that way. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. I'm sorry if it was terrible or irritating to listen to me kind of jumble around. So thanks for listening. Check it out. Check out the music page. I'm sure it can be modified to do just about anything. That's it. I'm signing off here.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.